Hello and welcome to the podcast. Another exciting weekend, Lise.
Oh man, I binged two separate murder documentaries.
Yeah.
The new one on Netflix, which is called The Night Stalker. Highly recommend it, but only if you're into things that are absolutely terrifying. Do not watch this alone in the dark and lock your doors.
The horrible serial killer in LA.
Correct.
Is that right? Yeah.
Just terrorized the community and didn't have a motive, didn't have certain suspects.
He was another one of those serial killers that was obsessed upon afterwards, like had a cult following.
Yeah, had like groupies. Like women would send him nudes when he was in jail. They would come to the courthouse. There's a girl that her grandma or aunt or something of the sort was murdered by this man. And she lasted maybe 30 minutes in the courthouse. And she said she sat outside just to take a breath. And there was a teenage boy sitting beside her. And she was like, I wonder why this guy's here. Like maybe he murdered his loved one. And then she looked down and saw that he had like a devil star on his hand, just like the Night Stalker did.
So he was just there because he was obsessed with him. No, what? I don't understand this. And I guess the majority of people would probably agree that they don't understand obsessing over a serial killer. But I even find it surprising that women specifically are so into these shows.
Yeah, like the whole glorifying murders with the amount of podcasts out there. I don't know what the psychology is behind that. In my mind, I like to be aware that these things happened and it could happen to anyone.
Right. So like almost like use it as a form of education to protect yourself.
Yeah. And then I also watched on Crave, I'll Be Gone in the Dark, which was based off of the book by Michelle McNamara, the wife of Patton Oswalt.
Oh, that story is
incredible.
And she
was obsessed with the Golden State Killer.
Right. She wasn't a detective, right?
She was a journalist. They call them citizen detectives. She dedicated her life to writing this novel about it, and she passed away before finishing it. So Patton Oswalt and two other writers finished the book for her.
Wow.
And then when they were on the book tour, that's when they found out that the Golden State Killer had been arrested.
Spoiler.
Everybody knows that.
Oh, okay.
It was like headline news when that shook down. Anyway, really good documentaries, but terrifying.
So what are they called again?
I'll Be Gone in the Dark.
Yes.
And The Night Stalker.
And I can imagine you didn't sleep real well.
No. Let's just say if you're looking for your really good butcher knife, it's under my pillow.
That sounds pretty dangerous, too. Maybe try under the mattress.
Okay.
Enjoy our favorite moments from the show today.
This is the Ryder and Lisa Replay.
Brought to you by Southtown Hyundai. Check out the Southtown Hyundai Advantage at southtownhyundai.ca.
The inventor in Saskatchewan by the name of Dawson Norrish has come up with a really cool idea. Where it's the first ever multi-unit locker style fridge.
So he said when he went to university, he's like, why isn't there a fridge for students to be able to access to put their lunch in? So they're not spending money on lunch every single day that they're in school.
Which, especially for students on a tight budget, pretty important to do your own cooking as much as you can.
Most offices, if not all, have a work fridge that everyone uses. It comes with its pros and its cons. So the whole concept for this is you log into the app and you pay to have your own personalized fridge that only opens when you click a button on the app. Okay, so they're very small little compartments and you can find one closest to you. They have them like all over the university and they literally look like lockers.
I have a problem with this because how am I supposed to go and eat things that have funny nicknames? Like I had a ham sandwich and somebody named it Jason.
That was just Jason's sandwich.
Just kidding.
But this does, it kind of bugs me. So you're trying to tell me that there's going to be people that aren't going to share their mustard? Everyone has to bring a mustard to work now? Because this is going to be the thing of the future with COVID, like post-COVID.
Right. And especially with us trying to get away with one-time use plastics, you don't really want to dive into the packet game, you know, if you have to bring like a one-time use mustard. So I see what you're saying. Maybe most workplaces could still leave the shelf of the door open for condiment sharing.
Yeah, imagine the new unnecessary conversations you have to have with coworkers like, hey, bro, can you open your locker for me? I need some stirred.
This is Dawson talking about it.
We're doing this to really change the way that people eat in the future. You're going to get your own personal place to store food, condiments, without the risk that anyone will touch it. And so that's going to allow their staff to eat healthier, to stay at work longer, to not leave during lunch hours.
Leaving lunch hour is the best part of most people's day.
Also, yeah, not a real good pitch. This is how you're going to be able to stay at work longer.
Also,
oh, thanks, Dawson.
I feel like people are going to pay for their lunch space, but then they're going to forget about it and they're going to have rotting food in these little compartments for X amount of months. Because if you're paying for this membership, it's like a patron account. You're going to be spending and you're going to forget about it.
Right.
Ew.
And like nobody else can get in there to throw out your
or dirt. Or eat it.
Or Jason, that Jason sandwich that's been there for a couple months.
Play 107.
There is a man from BC named Felix who was out for sushi with his girlfriend in, I think he was in Vancouver at the time, and they were using chopsticks. And he was like, I wonder how many of these are just thrown out and put to waste. So he asked the establishment to start actually recycling them and keeping them in a box for him. And he was a student in the Faculty of Forestry at the University of British Columbia, which, side note, my sister also took, and women are still very underrepresented in forestry. So shout out to her, part of the 16%. Love you. Anyway, he estimated that over 100,000 pairs of chopsticks were being sent to landfills every day in Vancouver alone. He is now on his fourth year of owning a business called Chop Value, where he employs 40 people, and they steam and press machines that recycled 32 million pairs of chopsticks to turn them into furniture.
Whoa.
So we're talking cutting boards, coasters, shelves, steps, like stairs in homes, and decorative blocks that contain thousands of recycled chopsticks.
Really cool.
Yeah.
Tell me something good.
I've got two from my soup last night that I need to send his way, I suppose.
Send them to BC.
You know how hard it is to eat soup with chopsticks?
No,
I had a spoon as well. I'm just
okay.
Kidding.
Good call.
A lot of people have been watching Yellowstone.
Yeah,
on Amazon Prime. It's really good. A cowboy show from Montana.
Apparently, it gets better and better with each episode. That's what I've been told.
This story is from Yellowstone River in Montana, where a trooper was called to a rollover. They realized the car had actually rolled over into the river.
Mm-hmm.
The front end of the vehicle was completely submerged underwater. The driver was trapped and couldn't get out. And this trooper got tied up with a rope, and the help of some of his coworkers on the shore managed to swim in the very rapid current moving river and get to the vehicle, smash out a window, and what? Rescue the driver from the vehicle just in time.
Tell me something good.
Jamie Lynn Spears has a problem with her Tesla, and she's gone public with it, complaining to Elon Musk directly.
What happened?
Here are the options. Okay. Do you think she's upset that her batteries keep dying because she's not charging it properly? One of the personalized horns available is making fun of her sister, or they're killing her cats. What's your guess?
The personalized horn making fun of her sister.
Incorrect.
You know, those Teslas can do anything. You can have a fart noise as your turning sound.
Yeah. Yeah. Funny idea. That's not what she's upset about, though. It's actually the cats.
Somebody's got to let Elon Musk know that the Tesla is a secret cat killer, and it's a problem that we've really got to fix. We have now lost, I don't even want to tell you how many cats, because they don't hear the Tesla crank, and unfortunate things happen, and it's really devastating and tragic for everyone involved.
She needs to blow her nose.
Yeah.
First of all,
she sounds a little bunged up.
I can't believe Jamie Lynn Spears went live to talk about her quiet Tesla. First of all, leave your cats inside. When you say something like, I can't even tell you how many cats, get a new car.
Well, there's an issue. I think after two, you may have wanted to go public with this, you know, maybe three. But now that you're saying, like, you have no idea how many cats we've killed, it's actually you at that point that's killing the cats for not dealing with this
problem. If you've already lost one cat, get your kid to stand outside and watch as you back up your Tesla.
Yeah.
Every time you leave.
I think they get up in the engine. And then normally with, like, a gas-operated engine, as you turn the key,
right,
it makes a little noise that scares the cat out.
Got it.
It doesn't work all the time, though. That's how I lost my cat, was
what?
Via vehicle engine when I was a kid.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's more common than we think, but especially with Teslas.
Okay.
She's making a good point.
She is making a good point, but if you're going to go live about anything, can't it be about Free Britney?
Yeah, where's your sister?
We all know how you got money for that Tesla, and let's just say it wasn't from Zoe 101.
Since the Tesla is so quiet, maybe he could, like, make one of those noises that, like, bother cat or animal ears when it cranks up, so that way they know something's happening and they aren't caught off guard. And things don't end in a very tragic way. You know, Elon Musk, let's figure this out. I mean, you owe me a couple cats.
There we go. He owes her a couple cats. She makes a good point again.
She does make a good point.
If it could release a noise quick to scare away any cats, maybe she just needs to blow her nose as she's getting into her car
to let the cats know. I need to go look in the comment section to see if anyone else has been like, you gonna blow that nose or not?
Blue Monday today, the saddest day of the year.
Yeah, a lot of people on the text line reminding us that majority of people call Blue Monday because of the bills that you get after the holiday season.
Right. Yeah, the cost of Christmas is usually quite pricey.
Yeah.
Plus, it's a Monday. Plus, you're back to work. Don't have a long weekend for quite some time now.
Usually the weather's worse.
Yeah. 780-784-7107. We're going to do our best to cheer you up by taking some very sad songs, but trying to perform them in like a very happy tone. That's on the way next. But you have a little suggestion for peeps as well.
So last night, like, my partner and I sat down. We're like, okay, it is the depths of January. Everything sucks. There's COVID. What are three things we can both look forward to this week? And then we like sat down and like listed like things that we're looking forward to for the week to help get us through the week and like today.
Amazing. And can you share like one of them with us?
Sure. So for my partner, it's the Edmonton-Toronto game on Wednesday.
Yes.
Perfect. Great answer.
And for me, it's the new episode of WandaVision on Friday. I'm going to get through to Friday because there's a new episode of WandaVision.
And you're liking the WandaVision?
Oh, I loved it.
Okay, good to know for our listeners as well. Thank you.
No worries. You guys have a good morning and have a good day.
Hey. Okay.
You too. Thank you for brightening ours. We appreciate it.
No worries. Bye.
Bye.
Play 107.
Just warming up my voice in here, and you're not liking it that much?
No, it's fine.
Feels good. All right, we've taken some very sad songs on Blue Monday, the saddest day of the year, and we're going to try to make them a little more happy. So this is Adele's Someone Like You.
I hate to turn up out of the blue uninvited, but I couldn't stay away. I couldn't fight it.
You know that one, right?
Yeah.
All right, so I've turned the tempo up a bit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So just be ready to rip here, okay? Real happy. That's
real happy.
The goal.
Smile the whole time.
Here we go. Good job. I'll take a run at this one.
Everybody hurts.
Turn the tempo up on it as well.
I can't wait. Making it happy.
When your day is nights alone, yeah, you feel like letting go. If you think you've had too much on this life, just hang on, because everybody hurts sometimes.
Sometimes. I can see us around a fire. Kumbaya.
All right, you got another one here? You ready to go?
Let's try one more.
This is Foolish Games by Jewel.
You stood in my doorway with nothing to say.
Okay. Again, the tempo's up. Get ready to rip.
Tearing me apart. It's hard to make that happen.
No, I think we nailed it. Let us know in the text line.
And Lisa on Play 107.
Things that make you feel old is the segment we're taking on right now. It's funny because as soon as we brought it up, I hit the song, the next song to play, and it was loud in Lisa's headphones.
It like blew my eardrums.
And you gave me the crankiest old woman look.
Yeah.
As you were taking off your headphones, like I somehow dictated how loud that song needed to be at the start.
It's my own fault because I had my headphones cranked on my end. Whatever.
Yeah, yeah, but blaming somebody else.
For
That's
sure.
A good one.
Robert wrote in saying, feeling old. Yep. I turned the music down in my car so I can see better.
And especially when backing up.
No, my mom would do this all the time. When she would take us kids to West Edmonton Mall specifically, she would turn the music off so she could find a parking spot.
Helps you zone in.
It does.
I noticed something over the weekend. A lot of prominent quarterbacks may be retiring this year.
Okay.
Ben Roethlisberger, it could be his last year. Drew Brees, who just got beat by Tom Brady yesterday. Both of those guys are really old, could be retiring. But then I actually looked at how old they all are.
35?
I thought they were all like really old, but like Ben Roethlisberger, same age as me, 38. Aaron Rodgers is 37. Drew Brees is 42.
You know, being a sports fan, it must be tough when you see these new hockey players being drafted and you're like, I'm sorry, what year were they born?
Yeah, because like this year's would have been 02 births.
Yeah, no, that's too much for me. That's too wild. Tim wrote in saying my daughter just turned 18.
Yeah.
That's got to hit. That's got to hit you hard.
780-784-7107.
Okay, so I'm 34. I almost forgot. I'm 34, and I found that sitting on the floor is one of the most uncomfortable things now.
Can you cross your legs?
Yes, but painfully. So I try to play with my kids, and it's, like, awkward, and I'm trying to, like, my knees are hurting. I'm like, dude, like, just trying to sit on the floor. It's ridiculous.
And trying to get back up, too, eh?
Exactly. You look terrible doing it. You can't look cool.
They're always, like, trying to get you to come into their fort or, like, come and jump on, like, in the bouncy castle, and you're like, no, I can't.
Yeah.
Thank you for the comment. Appreciate it. And what's making you feel old to you?
Friday night when the kids tucked me into bed, it was seriously 8 p.m.
And your kids tucked you into bed?
Yes. And then they closed the door and then I said, you have to put yourselves to bed at midnight. And then they did. It was bad.
Play 107.
I heard an ad on Smartless, a podcast I've been listening to a bit lately with Jason Bateman and Will Arnett. And Sean...
From Will and Grace.
Yes.
Myers? Mayers?
No, that doesn't sound right. Anyway, they were talking about this established titles. Have you heard about this?
No, what's that?
Well...
Sean Hayes.
Sean Hayes, that's it.
I had
it.
To Google it.
In Scotland, if you own any land, you are considered a lord or a lady. So that's your title.
Okay.
And they have this... website established titles where you can buy just one square foot of land in Scotland.
How much
Scotland.
Is that?
You can get it for like $40.
No.
I saw $50, I think. But I just thought it would be dope with my Scottish heritage to own, even if it's one square foot in Scotland. And the better part is that you would then have to call me Lord Ryder.
All the time? Forever. Or just when we're in Scotland?
No, all the time. Forevermore, I would be known as Lord Ryder. So, like, even the show would change.
What?
So, like, play mornings with Lord Ryder.
For $50?
Lisa, yeah.
Well, maybe I'll buy some land and it'll be Lord Ryder and Lady Lisa.
No.
Why?
Then people will think we're married.
Is that how it works?
I don't know.
107.
Thank you for checking out the show. Petition going around... about something a little less serious than most petitions.
The McDonald's McRib. People want it back here in Canada, so there is a petition. If you want us to send it to you, we can do that right now. Get over it, though,
in
my opinion.
It's made its triumphant return to the States, but not Canada.
We don't need it.
What?
I will not be signing this petition, but I will be starting my own petition to bring back McDonald's pizza. That's what we need.
No, that won't work. It takes up too much kitchen space and takes too long. It was backlogging the drive-thrus. That's why they got rid of the McDonald's pizza.
If they have space for the McCafe, they have space for a pizza oven.
that won't happen. So just sign the McRib one for the people that like it. What? Just because you're pretending that you're off pork lately.
I am off pork.
Yeah, except for pepperoni.
That was an accident. I thought it was beef. I am off pork.
Yeah. So I no am. Wonder you're anti-McRib.
Yeah, don't care for it. Where's the pizza, though?
Johnny Jazz now in to take over after 10 o'clock. We're talking about menu items that have been discontinued that you miss the most. Yeah. Lisa is reminiscing about burning her mouth on McDonald's pizza.
No, but the thing is I never ordered it. My older sister did. I was a picky eater. I didn't even get cheese pizza back then. So, but I remember the smell.
Mm.
And now I'm obsessed with pizza, and I would give anything to get that back.
They were good. They yeah. were really good.
Simple that sauce.
They were dangerous. Like, they reminded me, did you ever have Schwan Man pizza?
No.
Did you ever have Schwan's?
I think that's a
very... I know exactly what you're talking
about. The delivery guy?
Yes,
thing.
Yes.
Yeah, their pizza was shaped the same. Like, okay. They're smaller, personalized ones. And for some reason, it just lets the sauce boil. It's dangerous.
It's very dangerous.
Yeah. What item would you like to see be brought back?
Whistle Dog A&W.
Yeah, that's a good
Never
one.
Never had no. a Whistle
oh,
Dog.
Oh, they split it down the middle. You're missing out. It was a time to be alive.
780-784-7107. We got a call about the...
Big Extra.
The Big Extra, yeah.
What about back when you used to work at Kelsey's Rider? How good were those Dino Nuggets? That was back when like kale was just something you put food on.
And they put everything on the kale.
What's a Dino Nugget?
They were like dinosaur-shaped chicken nuggets. Then keep in mind, I was like... getting the chicken nuggets when Ryder was serving at Kelsey's.
Yeah, that's
like that's our age difference.
Oh, okay.
I realized the age difference when I was reminiscing about the drinks I was inventing behind the bar, and Lisa was talking about the kids' toy box.
The kids' menu. They had the red, that like red chest that you'd open, you'd get a toy every time you left. Oh, it was the best.
Ryder and Lisa.
Brought to you by Southtown Hyundai.
Play 107.